Hello, my name is Tequila. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, this is the line to be, we can only tell you where you could be tested for the coronavirus.
Okay, the person transferred me. I told her I'm looking at a release that's posted on your website. It's dated January 29th, and I just have a question about some language in the release, and she transferred me to you. So who should I speak with?
Okay, so what are you trying to find out? You said you seen something on the website. On what website?
Alabama Department of Public Health, and I called the number that's on the release.
Okay, what are you trying to find out?
Okay, thank you. It says in here that starting February the 8th, that's Monday, I'm just going to skip to the part that I'm curious about. It said that vaccinations are going to be expanded, and it said covered in this expanded group are people at high risk for work-related exposure and persons in identified age groups at risk for COVID-19-associated morbidity. That exactly is what I want to know right there. Does that mean that identified age group, does that have to be 65 and higher?
Well, it's only 65 and up right now. 65 and up, 65-year-olds, they'll start getting their shots February the 8th. But I don't know how.
Did you say 65 and up?
65 and up. That's correct. They just passed that. That's been all on the news and everywhere. Now, I don't know how they are going to be scheduled, because I am one of the representatives on the other line that is answering the other line to get people pre-registered for the vaccine. Actually, everybody are calling in. It doesn't matter your age, and we are not asking for any kind of underlying, conditions, or if you have any kind of underlying condition. The pre-registration that we are filling out for you all, it's not asking. Well, they're not asking those questions. They're just asking your first, last name, your email address, your contact number, and your age. That's all it's asking. So I wouldn't know how anyone would be able to get scheduled for an appointment, but we are doing pre-registering.
Let me ask you another question, please. And I appreciate all your information. You're giving me a lot more than I even asked for. But I saw my doctor last week, and she told me because of a condition that I have, that she is going to recommend that I get a vaccination through whatever her clinic, hospital is, I don't know. But she said she's not going to do it until the state is doing underlying conditions. She told me that would be phase 1C. But when I look at the website, it's not clear to me what phase we're in. And I'm saying, how am I going to know when it's 1C? But she was saying 1C covers underlying conditions. So I'm here at home monitoring this website all the time, trying to see, okay, are we at underlying conditions yet? Is this 1C? And it's just not clear to me. I am not 65, I'm 60. So can you help me know what to look for? Or maybe I'm not looking in the right place.
No, they're going to tell you when your phase becomes available. Your phase is not available as of yet. That's the reason why you're not getting any information or not pulling up any information under your age range.
Okay. So I just have to keep looking for underlying.
You'll know when your phase becomes available.
And how am I going to know?
It'll be all over the social media, news channels, all of that.
And
just
so
like how the
65
years old are, how it is blasted on the internet and all that, because a lot of people are calling in saying that they have been watching the news and they have already, changed from 75 to 65. So you'll know when your phase due becomes available. We don't know anything about underlying conditions because we don't ask those questions on our pre-registration.
Okay. Okay. Well, hey, I just say God bless you. Y'all are doing a good job. I know people are driving y'all crazy because everybody's trying to get those shots. So God bless you, and thank you so much, and you have a good day, and thanks for your patience with me.
You're welcome. No problem. Thank you for calling the coronavirus hotline.
Okay. Bye-bye.